Last year, I attended the National Association of Catholic Chaplains Conference in Buffalo, New York. And in the conference, I met a chaplain who, when she realized I am a priest, she sought my counsel and then shared with me her struggle, especially with the church. And she disclosed to me that she has never been to church, even though she is Catholic. She has never been to church for the past 6 years. And she shared with me about the death of her brother. Her brother was killed in an auto accident, and it was a drunk driver. The drunk person ran over his brother, and her brother died instantly. And it happened that the drunk driver was a priest, a Catholic priest. So she shared with me how heartbroken she felt at the death of her brother. And since then, she abandoned the Catholic Church. She was so distraught that a priest can do that to their family. You know, I have to share this story because of the nature of the readings we read today. The scripture readings of today are very tough. They are very difficult to hear, especially for those who are in leadership in the church, including myself. We heard Malachi, the prophet, speak very tough words, prophesying in the name of the Lord against the priest. What did he say? If you look into your missal, he was saying things that are very, very difficult to hear. He was telling the priest, "You have deviated. You have gone astray. You have moved from what the law has asked of us." In other words, the priests were not keeping the covenant. And he said, "You will be a curse. Your blessing will also be a curse." In other words, there are always consequences when a leader of the church misbehaves. And that was what we were dealing with, especially with this young lady who have left the church. So what the readings today is trying to draw our attention to is that sometimes there can be corruption in religion. Just bear that in mind. Religion is such a good thing, because as we read in the responsorial psalm, we sang, "In you, O Lord, is my peace." Did you hear that? "In you, O Lord, is my peace." That happens when religion does what it's supposed to do. So religion can be a source of bringing us to close friendship with God. And when we have close friendship with God, that is when what we sang in the responsorial psalm happens. Because religion has its purpose to bring us closer to God so that we can experience this peace that surpasses human understanding. Religion can also help us to flourish, and it can bring this sense of community that we can experience, especially when we are closer to God. But like anything human, religion can also go bad. Just bear that in mind. When religion goes bad, what happens? Everybody suffers, isn't it? Everybody, when religion goes bad, it affects you and me. It affects the community we live in. It also affects every other person out there. It affects everyone when religion goes bad. we can no longer experience this peace that we sang about in the responsorial psalm. And so, these are what the two spiritual figures that we read about in today's scripture are trying to address. The prophet Malachi and Jesus in the gospel of today, they were trying to bring to our attention the reality that things can go bad in religion. In politics, we can tolerate, corruption in politics. When we hear about a politician who is corrupt, or when we hear about a politician who has committed a crime, sometimes it doesn't make big news to us. But when it is a priest, a bishop, a leader in the church that has committed a crime or has been accused of corruption, it is such a big news. Because we used to say in Latin, corruptio optimi pessima. The corruption of the best is the worst. The church being the best, if the church is corrupted, it becomes the worst. It makes news. And so when we experience this, we have to understand what is going on. Religion, as any other thing that is human, can be very good. But at the same time, there are sometimes also that we can experience, me and you, we can experience something bad in our religion. This also applies to the sexual abuse problems we had in the church. It was sounding like a curse in our ears when this news started to unfold. But today's reading is also addressing us on how to handle corruption in religion. And so we heard Jesus tell the people, the scribes and the Pharisees, they do what? They sit on the chair of Moses. And then what did Jesus tell the people about the Pharisees and the scribes? Who can tell me? What did he say? He said, they sit on the chair of Moses. And then what? Look into your missal and tell me. Because this is addressing a problem right now. What did Jesus tell the people about the scribes and the Pharisees? He says, they sit on the seat of Moses. And then what did he tell the people? Listen and do what they teach you. Did you hear that? He didn't say, don't listen to them. He said, listen and do what they teach you, but do not follow their example. Do you agree? Huh? Yeah, because I'm trying to say this because the lady that met me last year, I took some time all through the time of the conference to minister to her because she was really pissed off with the church. Yep. She was like, I have had it all. I'm no longer going back there. And we started talking. I started letting her know, your feelings are also the feelings of God. What happened to your brother was not supposed to have happened. If this priest have known the right thing to do when he knew he took alcohol. But let's face it, leaving the church is not the best answer. Leaving the church, you are doing yourself a great harm. Jesus said, listen and do what they teach you. In other words, leaving the church is almost like saying, I don't believe anymore. And when you do that, you are actually harming yourself spiritually. And that's what we have to think about, especially all of us who may have experienced one difficult thing or the other in our church. No matter what you have experienced that have made you feel like this is no longer my church, just bear that in mind. Religion is still something of value. No matter what you have experienced in the church that is corrupt, no matter what you have experienced in the church that is not appealing to you, do not leave. When you leave, you are also doing yourself something bad in the spiritual life. So let us take that home today. As we deal with corruption in the church, as we deal with disappointments in the church, always know that we are human, and as humans, there is some kind of imperfection that we all will experience, even among religious leaders like me. But at the same time, it is not enough to question the moral authenticity, the moral authority of the church simply because a priest has misbehaved. Jesus said, "Listen and do what they teach you. When they misbehave, do not follow their example." So let us make it a point of prayer today, because I don't know your own experience. I don't know what you're dealing with in your mind, but let us also think from this perspective, especially when we eventually experience something bad in our church. It is not a call for you to say, "I'm done." It is not a call for you to say, "I can no longer practice." It is not a call for you to say, "If they are doing this, why am I then being a Catholic?" No. Jesus said, "Do what we teach." And then when you do that, don't follow the bad example. On a day like this, let us keep our priests in prayers. Let us pray for our bishops. Let us also pray for our Pope. All who occupy leadership position in the church, let us pray for them, so that the Lord may continue to inspire us through credible shepherds in the church. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.